You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
You'll take your Bibles with me. We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter number 6 tonight for our scripture reading. And it's about preaching time, and we're excited about hearing the Word of God preached. We'll have our children and their parents coming back in, so ushers, you can let them come in as they arrive back to the auditorium. Ephesians chapter number 6 tonight, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 4. I'll ask you to stay seated, and I'll read out loud, and you can follow along. Ephesians chapter 6, very popular and very familiar passage, is where we draw our text tonight. Verse number 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." And let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for the fact that we have been in your house tonight. Thank you for the fact that we've been challenged and encouraged as we rejoiced and sang praises to thee. Thank you for the choir. Thank you for the special music. Thank you for the offertory and the fact that we were able to give. And God, has been so good to be here tonight. As we read this passage and as we approach the preaching time, we ask that God, you direct our hearts to the scripture. I pray that you would fill our pastor with your Holy Spirit's power and anointing. Give him a clear mind and strength to deliver the truth of the hour. And God, as we listen, I pray that we would be spirit-filled listeners as well. Help us to respond in obedience to the things you point out to in our lives. And I pray that during the invitation, we would see great decisions made for thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tears. He has never promised. Amen. Aren't you grateful for grace? This week, it's going to be on May 28th, Ms. Treber's 70th birthday since she got saved. And this fall, it'll be 70 years that I got saved out here by 15 minutes from here. God's never failed us. He is such a perfect God. And I hope that all of you will live for God a lifetime. I've been at this thing a long time now, and I've watched people go haywire. The end result is never good. I could just promise you the end result is never good. I could illustrate this for the next hour and a half, 2 hours. Just one more than that. Just one after another. They thought the world's way. They thought the devil's way. They thought their flesh way was going to be the right, and they've made that decision, and they compound everything. Live for God. And live for Him a lifetime. Last week, we're going through the book of Ephesians. And last week, we were introduced to the home, the family, husbands and wives. Husbands are to love their wives. We saw that last week. Sir, if you don't love your wife, get right with God tonight. Love is a commitment to meet needs. And sir, fall in love with your wife. I don't know how to say this, but you'll be free from her pretty soon. She'll die. You'll be free, and you'll live with remorse. Yeah, that's right. You love your wife, and wives, you submit to your husbands. And don't worry, he'll be dead soon. I mean, I can't believe I've been saved 70 years. How in the world did that happen? And it went so fast. But you'll be free from your husband before long. But you don't want to be free from him. Tonight we look at the second subject. Children, obey. Amen. Our Father, help me tonight as we talk about rearing children for Christ. To speak to these people from a heart of love and devotion. And I pray that we'd all work together to raise up a generation of godly people. In Jesus' name, amen. You fill in the blank. Children, obey. Try it again. Children, obey. Obey means just simply to listen, to hearken, to get your ears open. Children, obey. A disobedient child is dishonoring to God. I don't care how you look at it. If you don't obey your parents, you're being disobedient. Children, obey your parents. It's appalling today how children don't obey. It's appalling how young people just determine that I'm going to do exactly what I'm going to do. Keep your hand right here. Go back to Romans chapter 1, please. Here's what happens in Romans chapter 1. You do your own thing. I guarantee it, you're going to have a life of misery. Romans chapter 1, look what the Bible says. Verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because it became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22, let's read it together. Ready? Begin. Professing. I want to just say, keep it right here. I want to say, you disobey your parents, you're a fool. You're just an absolute fool. The Bible goes on to say, and change the glory of an incorruptible God and the image made like corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creepy things. Verse 24, let's read it together. Ready? Wherefore God also... I don't care how you cut it. Hey, kids, you disobey your parents, this is what your life's going to be. You're going to reject the faith of your fathers and mother. You're going to go through uncleanness, through lust. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Verse 26, ready, begin. For this cause... You know, nationwide right now, and I get the joy of dealing with pastors every day, but we're having an epidemic in our fundamental churches of women Not so much men, few men, but women burning in their lust for women. It's epidemic level. I don't understand it. Maybe it's because you can't get along with a man, or that looks too hard, and so you go for the women. I don't know what it is. But I do know it goes back to disobedience. You cannot disobey your parents and have a good result. Go on, the Bible says, verse 27. Ready? Let's read it. Begin. And likewise also the men. Men burning in their lust for men. I can't comprehend that. I've never one time had any temptation in that area. How in the world can you do that? Verse number 28, and even they did not like to retain God. There's the answer right there. That's the problem. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And he lists them, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, hater of God, despisers, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents. Children, obey. There's no other way you can look at that. It just means listen up. And the Bible says back in Ephesians 6, this is right. It's not wrong, it's right. You obey your parents and the Lord, it's right. Amen. How long does this obedience thing last? It doesn't last a lifetime. You'll get away from the, you don't have to obey your parents in time. We have already had some weddings this summer, and we'll have more coming up in the next many weeks. And the bride will walk down this aisle with her dad, and I'll say these words right here. Who giveth this woman to be married to this man? And the dad always says, her mother and I, and he gives her hand in marriage to that man. Obedience stops. You cannot obey two masters. And so that girl is now saying, I am willfully submitting. I am willfully going to obey 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, I'm going to obey this man. Hey, Ralph, you better get it together real fast, buddy. You better figure out how you're going to lead that wife, because you are responsible to lead her, not by authority, not by sit down. Woman, shut your mouth. Listen to me. That's not leading. Leading is lovingly, kindly loving that wife and placing yourself in her position. How hard it must be to submit to a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. Amen. And so you submit to your husband. You know, the day came I married my sweet wife, and her obedience day for her dad was done, and my obedience day to my parents was done. You know what wasn't done? The next verse. Read it for me. Ready? Begin. Honor. Let's read it again, chapter 2, chapter 6, verse 2. Ready? Honor. You know how long honor goes? A lifetime. I have a mom and dad, that'd be 103 and 102, 100, both 103 actually. They're alive. I love my parents. Somehow my dad got into my heart. He wasn't an educated man. He wasn't a trained man in education and things of that nature. My dad was such a good man. He sat right back here over the slides, right in front of you, I think, all those years. My dad was such a good man. I said this a few weeks ago. My dad would spank me, and as he spanked me, he'd say, son, this is going to hurt me hard. More than it hurts you, and your dad told you the same lie. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, son. And I never knew that to be true until one day. I said it a few weeks ago, I was 8, maybe 9. And I got up off of his knee, and I saw the tears running down my dad's face. It broke his heart that he had a spanking. He broke his heart. And I said, God, I will never make that man cry again. I wasn't a good son. I wasn't a perfect son. But I can tell you this, I honored my parents. Honor means revered respect, high respect. Academically, I have more degrees than my father. He didn't have degrees. I have degrees. I'm in the ministry. I have all this going for me. But God's word says you honor your father and mother. Most adults here are sitting here. You've raised your son, you've raised your daughter, and they're raising their kids, and sometimes they've raised their kids, and yet the shame of your kids that they don't honor their father and mother. All respect. Disrespect for parents. I've got people in this room sitting here tonight. You're not permitted to talk to your grandchildren. Your kids are so far away from God, they've walked away from God and the things of God, and they do not want you talking to their children. That's disrespect. You know, in our church, we're going to have Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, as long as I'm alive. Amen. But can I tell you one reason? You don't find Sunday school in the Bible. You want to know why we're going to have Sunday school? Because I want to honor my dad. That's the reason. My dad thought Sunday school was important. And my dad took us to Sunday school every single Sunday. We never got sick. We never were out of town. We never took vacations. We were just in Sunday school. We were just there. And I want to say, we're having Sunday school here because I want to honor. Hey, my dad's dead. I still want to honor my dad. We have Sunday morning because my dad took us to Sunday morning. We have Sunday night church here because my dad took us to Sunday night church. We have Wednesday night. Why? Because my dad took me to Wednesday night church. We have choir practice. Why? Because my dad had choir practice. We're going to have a choir till the day I die, hopefully to go after that. Hey, I'm going to tell you, we have congregational singing out of a songbook. We're going to keep having that because my dad, Brother Colonel Harder, you know this. My dad was the most amazing father, amazing man, just a wonderful man. And my mother was an amazing lady. I'm going to honor my father and my mother. God's word says in chapter 6, verse 2, honor thy father and thy mother. Why do I want to, here it is. Why do I want to honor my father and my mother? That it might be well, verse 3, well with thee. It will not be well with you when you disregard your parents. I look in this auditorium and I see so many generations. There's Brother John and Brother Chuck, you have three generations there. You have such good dads, both of you brothers. Yeah, brothers, sort of. You have such good dads. Of course, they're not in church tonight, but you have good dads. But they're out of town, I know. But you have good dads, and you have good grandpa and grandma. And you have a good dad. He's here tonight. I remember, Brother John, your dad. Now you're a father. I remember your dad playing high school basketball for us in the 70s. He was good at one time. Hey, by the way, time out here. Baseball's coming, and Mrs. Trevor's giving me permission to play again this year. It is going to be awesome. I am, Brother Mike, you admit this here. Brother Mike, Brother Chris Kissel, I'm the world's greatest pitcher out there. I am. I throw strikes all day long. Of course, you hit me all day long too. You get more runs off of me than any. Brother David, it's true. You're a good pitcher. And I pitch strike, home run. But I have a good time. You know, I remember your dad playing ball for us, graduated in 1981, raised all of his kids for God. You're a blessed man. Your mama, she must be in the nursery tonight. Your mom's such a sweet lady. Your grandparents. God, is it well with you? It is well with my soul. I could tell you that I could go through this house. I see all the generational Christians we have that you've raised your kids. Why do you want to honor your father and mother? It'll be well with you. It's going to be well with you. I want it to be well with me. Oh, I tell you, I make decisions today. My dad, I couldn't get him in counsel with him. He was a deacon in our church. I have 44 deacons, and he was one of my deacons. And he would never bring things up in deacons meeting. He just felt like he should not be talking. And so he just listened. And I'd ask my dad some advice on things. He goes, "Well, son, what do you think God wants you to do?" I don't think my dad really ever gave me advice. But I know the advice he'd give me. I know if my dad could come home from heaven, down from heaven tonight, down here, he'd say, "Son, keep it hot, keep it like this, and keep it singing, and keep these families singing the word of the songs of Zion like they sang here tonight, and these little kids singing. Keep them singing in God's house. Keep preaching. Keep giving. Give. I want to honor my parents, my mom and dad. I'm going to honor their life." I think if I see Monica back here, I'm going to baptize your son tonight. I'm going to baptize, they all sit here, their son tonight, the yeoman's son. But I think of Monica's mom and dad, that your dad came to work for me October the 1st, 1976. He was single. And he taught Christian school here for 48 years. Then his wife's health broke and he took her up to be by his boys, and she passed away in November. And then suddenly, about a month or so ago, Brother Jim Carey passed away, younger than I am. It just breaks my heart. Monica, you owe it to your mom and dad to honor their life. And I can use her as an example because she is honoring her parents. She honors her dad. She honors her mom. She loved her parents. And she's dedicated. I said to her, I hope this is okay to say, I said, how often a day do you think of your mom and dad? She goes, "Every minute. Can't get them out of my mind." Make the decisions like your mom and dad would want you to make, Monica. You're going to be okay. You got a good husband, loves God. But may I say, you want to honor your parents. You never want to do anything. I think of courtrooms I sit in, and I wait for the judge to come. It's been so many times through these years. And the judge comes in, and the teenage boy or the 19-year-old or the 20-year-old or whatever it is, and the judge comes in. I can remember one case. This boy was raised in a good home, Christian school, all of it. And the judge, a woman judge, she was so mad at him of his crimes. He got away from God. He was drunk the night he committed these crimes. And that judge, I felt at first maybe she's going to be lenient on him. And she said, "Would you stand there, call his name, stand to your feet. I'm throwing the book at you, boy. You're going to go to San Quentin prison. You're going to live there for X amount of years. And if I could give you more years, I'd give you more." That's not honoring your parents. Alcohol does not honor your parents. Drugs does not honor your parents. OD does not honor your parents. I preach to the high school kids, the kids that have committed suicide in my ministry, a large ministry, people have committed suicide in our ministry. That does not honor your parents. God says, honor your parents. Why? That it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. The Bible says in verse 4, "And ye fathers, provoke not, don't irritate your children wrath." Here it is. Bring them up in the nurture. Nurture is discipline. That's the basis of love. Hebrews 12:6, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. That's chastening and discipline is what God does in our life. And nurture and the admonition, that's encouragement. Stop this philosophy. Parents, stop it. Well, he's 15. He needs to make some decisions for himself. Are you an idiot? They're not smart enough to make decisions. I'm not saying micromanage your life and be narcissistic and all that, but I tell kids all over this country, well, Brother Traber, I'm praying about Bible college. That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you pray about something? If your dad wants you to go to Bible college, go to Bible college. If your mother wants you to go, then go to Bible college. Well, hey, well, they're 16 now. They're praying. They don't even know how to pray hardly. Have your mom and dad. I said it this morning. I remember my dad choosing my Bible college in Wisconsin. I did not want, I wanted to go to Tennessee Temple. But to the day, and he heard me this morning, I said it. But I never told my dad I wanted to go there. My dad loved me so much that he wanted me to go to that school. That's where I went. You're giving your kids too much leeway. I heard recently that some kid in, I think, second grade has got a cell phone hooked up with the internet. That's stupidity. Why don't you throw your kids the car keys at second grade? Just throw them the car keys, second grade. That would be safer than a cell phone. So why don't you drive over there to El Camino, go over there to Sprouts and pick up some stuff for us, and then drive back home. Dad, I can't reach the pedals. Well, put a psalm book underneath you, a few of them, but you'll do it. Pull up close. You'll do okay. You'll be all right. No, he will not be okay. He's not old enough to drive a car. Bring him up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Eli lost his sons. They both died because he would not restrain their lives. Absalom lost his life because dad was not willing to stand up. I think of when Absalom had his half-brother killed, Amnon. David got so mad. The Bible says he was angry. He was upset. You can be upset all you want, but that doesn't do anything to solve the problem. The next thing his boy did, the Bible says that he tore his garments off. I'm upset with this boy. He tears his garments off. He didn't deal with the problem. The next thing he did is he said, I'm not going to talk to you for 2 years. He exiled him. And for 2 years he went talk. That's not dealing with the problem, David. A man after God's own heart, a great man. And then David, he sets Job's fields on fire, says, okay, come here, let's detente, let's talk about this. He never dealt with the problem. The problem was that Absalom was a rebel. And he was accustomed to get his own way, and his own way destroyed him. Kids, you listen to me. I'm an independent, fundamental, separated Baptist because my dad was. End of discussion. My dad loved me. My dad loved God. He loved my mother. He loved his three kids. He loved our family. He loved our grandkids. Hey, I'm not going to change. You know, I heard Tony Hutchins not preaching on this text, but we were somewhere recently preaching, and I heard Tony Hutchins said, listen, don't get mad at me. Beards are not wrong. Go ahead. You have your beard, have your beard. But I said, Tony Hutchins is never going to have a beard. And I'll tell you why. Because Curtis Hutchins, my daddy, never had a beard. And my dad didn't think a Baptist preacher should have a beard. Now, nothing wrong with you. He goes, a lot of you guys look better with a beard. You're covering up your face. But I remember him saying that. And I don't care if you have a beard or not. Go ahead and have it. I'm not going to because my daddy didn't have it. I wear a white shirt on Sunday morning, Sunday night because my dad wore a white shirt Sunday morning, Sunday night. There's no Bible to that other than that I'm going to honor my dad. when my dad was laying in that coffin, my mother laid in the coffin just a few, but 24 months exactly ahead of him. I saw her and I could hear her voice. I can't remember what her voice sounds like anymore. And I could hear her voice. And I said, "Mother, I've not been a good boy to you. I should have been better. But I can remember saying, I really did honor you. I honored you." My dad would have been brokenhearted. My mother would have been brokenhearted had the police called that I was OD'd on drugs.
Yep, you're right.
They'd been brokenhearted if I fell in love with some boy. Yep. They'd been brokenhearted. I mean, there's no way to look at it. They would have just been brokenhearted and carried that brokenness to their grave. My dad's laid in that casket, and I never touched the bodies. I just don't like. I couldn't keep my hands off my dad, and he's all stiff. You know how they get. And I kept telling my dad, "I love you, Dad." And Father, I never tried to ever, ever cause you grief in your heart. I love you so much. I'm indebted. I tell you why I love that woman, because my dad loved my wife, his mom, my mom, his wife. You're going to have to figure this out, young people. But this stuff of you making your life a mess because you want to do things your way, you're foolish. It's not going to go well with you.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.